worry, I won't exceed the limit. And I want to speak a little slower just for the sake of the interpreters. في البداية ينضم وفد بلادي.
First of all, my delegation joins the statement made by the African group. Chair, we would like to warmly congratulate you on your election to the chairmanship of this committee and wish you, as well as the office, every success in leading the work of this session. We would also like to warmly congratulate Mr. Filippo Grandi, who has recently taken up the post of High Commissioner for Refugees. We are convinced that under his leadership, the HCR will be able to best meet the needs of refugees and fulfill its mission to help refugees and displaced persons. In the same vein, we would like to thank him for his opening statement, which has given an overview of his strategy for the next 5 years. Nevertheless, we were very surprised to not hear mention of Palestinian refugees who have been forgotten either in the statement of the High Commissioner or that of the United Nations Secretary General. Chair, it is vital to move towards coordination and cooperation and to show solidarity regionally and internationally to meet the challenges of the increasing numbers of refugees and displaced people. This is why the international community must assist states who suffer from armed conflict to resolve their political and economic crises and to assist countries who are victims of natural disasters. Chair, my country is facing serious challenges which no country can face alone, whatever the means available to it internally. The political and economic crisis that resulted from the armed conflict, together with the proliferation of arms and penetration of extremist militias who are working beyond control of the state, represented by the Presidential Council government, is very concerned by the confrontation with Islamic State in the city of Sirte. This weakens national institutions and has led to a collapse of the healthcare system and a worsening of the humanitarian situation. And this is why Libya cannot provide healthcare to its citizens without mentioning assuring services for citizens of other countries who are living on its territory. For 2 weeks now, the President of the Presidential Council has announced in New York that Libya has launched a governmental initiative for national global reconciliation. Therefore, we welcome the signing of an agreement between Misrata and Tawaga, which will allow displaced persons from Tawaga to return home. Chairman, we do hope for the day when all refugees and displaced people can go home, particularly Palestinian refugees who have been forgotten.